Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Previous seasons of the White Lotus caused a kind of an uptick in tourism in Hawaii and Sicily. So in case season 3 has you thinking you might fancy a trip of a lifetime to Thailand, let's find out what the real Thailand is like. Emma Harney, Managing Director of Orchestrate Marketing, good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm fine. And Emma, you are coming to us down the cables under the sea because you now live in Phuket in Thailand. You lucky duck.
I know, yeah. We moved here last August and it is great.
I bet.
We're loving it.
I bet. Okay, we'll break down a bit why you're loving it in a minute and make us all sick. Can I ask you first, is there an awareness or a reaction in Thailand to the fact that the White Lotus Season 3 is set there and that people are starting to see Thailand in a different way?
Yeah, definitely. I think that people are now looking at as a more luxurious holiday. Like I came here on my honeymoon in 2011. But I'm not sure. I think a lot of people think of Thailand as a backpacker paradise rather than like a couples or a family destination.
And is it quite family oriented?
Very. The Thai people are so warm. They're all about family. The Irish people, actually. And everywhere I've been, it's very catered. Like it's seriously catered for families and babies and like families of different ages as well. So there's a lot of beach holidays here, a lot of snorkeling, there's water parks, there's something for every age.
Okay, so tell me about actually living there then. What's your life like in Phuket?
Okay, well, I'm in now. It's 7:30 in the evening. This morning, we actually got to sleep in on a Sunday, which is quite nice. I went for a massage at lunchtime and then I went to play beach tennis with my friends. And it's 7:30 now. But normally, like a Monday to Friday, we're up early. Like it's dark here at 6:30. So you're up, you're up early at the crack of dawn at 6:30 most mornings. We bring our son to school. And then when we get there, the school actually offers all the parents classes. So we do fitness classes in the morning. And then we come back, have a swim in the pool. And then about 11 o'clock, I start working. And I work till about 7 in the evening. Yeah.
And Khmer, it's a much more outdoorsy life than we're experiencing here, is it?
Totally, yeah. And much healthier. Do you know, because it's so beautiful every day, you don't have to think about, am I going to go out today for a walk? Or, it is hot.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, you wouldn't be going out like in the middle of the day. But it's just a healthier lifestyle in general.
So you mentioned about it being hot in the middle of the day. In terms of a good time to go there, will you explain to me about the seasons? Does that take a bit of getting used to?
It does. Now, to be honest, like low season and high season. Now, we're going into the hottest time of the year, which is March and April. April, they say, is the hottest. It's when the Thais do their New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, I should say. It's a 3-day holiday where they actually have a water fight for 3 days. That's the hottest time. But then there's rainy season, which is basically from May to October. But if I'm honest, December to March is the best time to come, but it's also probably the most expensive time, where you can half your hotel costs if you come like on the shoulder seasons. So like, May, June, October, November is a lovely time to come. But they do say December to March is the best because there's no rain.
Okay. And speaking of hotel prices, is it still cheap in Thailand?
Very.
Yeah.
Like,
so how
you
much
can
for a
still
nice hotel?
Get, like, for a week in a really nice hotel, like on off season for a 5-star, you're looking at about 600-700 for a week. That's for two people I'm talking about.
And this is top luxury kind of places.
That's top, like that's 5-star. It's really top luxury. And then like if you're coming in, like if you're going in really high season, you're probably tripling that.
Okay, okay. And then in terms of eating out and stuff like that, how much are we paying for a meal?
Eating very little. Like we eat out most nights when we're going to do Thai because it's cheaper than like cooking at home.
We,
and you're
stop,
looking at
two or three quid
for a meal.
What? So
yeah,
like basically,
like
is it cheaper to, it's cheaper to eat out than cook, is it?
It is. It absolutely is. And unless we're cooking Mexican or Italian, we eat out. Because it's way, how could you cook a meal for €2.50?
And is the food, is the food amazing?
It's amazing. Green curries, red curries, pad thais. It's, it feels like scrumptious.
And is this kind of, are you eating at like casual street foodie places where you're sitting out kind of thing, or what's the vibe?
Yeah, or like a restaurant. So we eat, like we go to markets a lot. Like we'll always go to the Sunday market, which is in the old town in Phuket, which is stunning. And we'll go and join all the locals and eat out at all the stalls. But then during the week, if we were ordering like a pad thai or a green curry, you can go and sit in a restaurant. It costs the same amount to take it out, but you can go and sit in their aircon for like, and as I said, like a pad thai is like €2, €2.20.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So sorry, I just read it. It's Phuket. I was calling it Phuket, right? Koh Samui then is the location for the White Lotus. It looks incredible. Yeah. Have you been there?
It is incredible. I went there actually last September for my friends that live in Singapore, hired a villa. And I joined them for the weekend, and it was like one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. It's absolutely stunning. And again, they hired this massive villa for a week. And when I say massive, it slept to 8 people, and it was €4,000.
Okay.
So like a thousand per couple.
I can't understand why you left Ireland. So in the White Lotus, the local Buddhist temple is starting to feature a lot now in what we've seen so far. Do people visit the temples and that? Do you go to temples?
I do. Obviously, the locals would go an awful lot more. I visited, you know, every time we go to a new city, I'd always visit the new temple, the Buddhist temples. And in Phuket, actually, there's an awful lot of Taoist temples. They're still kind of under Buddhism, but they look more Chinese. They're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. And you're very welcome in there as well. Like we went, there's a vegetarian festival here every year for about 10 days. And they're thrilled to see like, you know, immigrants or expats go in and join them in their celebration. They're very, very warm people.
Okay. Emma Harney, thank you so much for giving us that taste of Thailand. But are you happy? That's the question I'm asking myself. Is she really happy?
I am. I miss my family, obviously, but I'm very happy.
Ah, listen, family schmamly. Emma Harney, thank you very much. We'll